Hey, you like burritos? I know you do. Why don't you come join us for
Burrito Hour?
Hey, what's up? I am Brad.
And I'm Parker.
He sounds so enthused about his name. Man, we are hosting a brand new podcast for you called The Burrito Hour. And guess what? We're going to eat burritos. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
But you're also going to get to know us a little bit. And yeah, it's just a time to hang out. And for our initial run here, we've gone with a hometown classic. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been here forever. Mm-hmm. Blue Coast Burrito.
Since 2003.
Oh, that's not forever, but I mean, 16 years is pretty good.
16 years.
That's about as old as you are.
Eat local.
So I have gone with a regular burrito with chicken. I normally get steak, but we have a lot of insider info. We know a lot of people that work there. They said they've changed something with their steak. And so for me, last time I had it was like super salty. Didn't love it. So I'm trying their chicken again.
I accidentally made the mistake of getting steak.
To be fair, you told her half spicy chicken, half chicken.
I know. I didn't want to be mean. It was her first burrito.
It was. Oh, dude. That's awesome. Hey, our first episode, your burrito was rolled by an employee that was like her first. Is it good? Is it wrapped good?
I don't know if she wrapped it. She didn't wrap it. It's too good for her to wrap it.
Or maybe she's a burrito prodigy.
Maybe she's really good. I don't know.
So, man, we probably should have ironed this out before we started the show, but let's just do it here. How are we going to rank these? Is it a scale of 1 to 10, or are there different factors you want to consider?
Well, okay, let's say what we got on them and what type of tortilla, because you got a different tortilla than I did.
Oh, gosh. Mine is ripped. Yep.
Maybe she did that one. I actually, fun fact, I live in that girl's room now. Old room. Not in her room that she lives in now. I don't live in the room that she lives in now.
This is off to a great start.
I don't do that.
Okay, so I got a regular burrito on a Chipotle tortilla. And I got rice, black beans, and just regular chicken. Figured I'd give it a fair shot. All the first ones that we try, I'll just eat regular chicken. Then I get lettuce, cheese, sour cream, and queso. I'm pretty simple. I don't go... Oh, and a little bit of spicy salsa.
I got less than he did. I got... Am I too close?
No.
Okay. I got a regular flour tortilla with... I said half spicy chicken, half normal chicken, but she didn't hear me. So she did half spicy chicken, half steak. I didn't get queso because Brad paid for me today, and that would be extra. And I got cheese, and I'm pretty sure that's all I... Oh, I got rice. So, I think...
So, simple. Basic burrito. Yeah. Okay, so on first glance, my burrito is like... There's queso everywhere. It's kind of open at the top and ripped on the side. So, not beautiful presentation here, Blue Coast.
Mine looks pretty good. But it also looks like a forearm. But it looks pretty good. It's wrapped very well.
Okay, so in the editing process of this, I'll try to take out any obnoxious chewing noises. But here we go, diving in.
Okay.
All right, first bite.
Ow. That'd be my tongue.
First bite and Parker bites his tongue.
Yep.
I got a lot of salsa.
That's why I don't get it. They do a lot of salsa.
Yeah, I even say like a little bit. Like, give me a little bit of salsa, and it's still like, bah!
The scoop is like a big.
Yeah. But pretty good, not bad. I'm gonna go in for another here.
Mm-hmm. It's the steak is not bad. It's okay. I've actually never had the spicy chicken ever, so it's pretty good.
There's a lot of firsts happening right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the steak salty?
Let's see. It's pretty salty, I'd say. I wouldn't say it's bad, but I prefer what I ordered.
Just chicken and chicken.
But it's okay. There's a lot of moisture going on, actually, and I didn't even get anything liquidy. I can't imagine what yours is like. Dude, you're just falling apart.
I know, man. There's like no structural integrity to this thing.
Mine is keeping together. Look at that.
Whoever rolled it, man.
I know.
This sucker's packed tight.
I know it. Yours is out here like dripping and falling apart.
Did Cade roll yours or mine? You'd want to say yours.
I do want to say mine, but I don't say mine. I think Elijah rolled mine.
Maybe he's dude. He's good.
He's good.
All right.
Shout out to Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah's there. Burrito rolling extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. No idea who rolled mine. Man, y'all got to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
It is falling apart. I don't have a. Actually, I do have a fork. I keep them. We're in my office right now, and I keep them. No. Not yet.
Yeah. It's a pretty good burrito. Brad is a burrito connoisseur. I'm not. That's pretty good.
My social media bios used to say that, but they don't say that anymore.
Oh.
Maybe they should now that we're starting a podcast.
Famous burrito-er.
But I have to be honest. Blue Coast is very low on my list, just by default. It's actually probably my second least favorite.
You know why?
Do I know why? I just think some of the flavors are, I don't know, you just get better stuff at other places.
I agree. I work there, and I see how they make the food, and it makes me like it less.
Now, that isn't necessarily a knock on Blue Coast. I just, it's very rare that I'm like, hey, let's go to Blue Coast. Mm-hmm. But it's not bad. It's hard to mess up a burrito, honestly. I think burritos are so good. Dude, literally mine is falling. This is kind of gross.
Brad's not a burrito anymore. It is a little cardboard plate with lots of liquids and things. Dude, oh my gosh.
Now it's on the table. Oh, no.
Okay, you should give up. You should throw that away.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to dump it.
Yep. Well.
No, I'm not going to throw it away. I'm going to eat it, but yeah. I'm going to eat it with a fork.
Yeah, no fault to him. That's not his fault.
Yeah, it's heresy.
Yeah, they might have either steamed it too much or put too much in it, or they just tore it and didn't want to do anything about it.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I say we just go 1 to 10.
Okay.
And I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Because yours is holding up.
Yeah.
So just overall, this is an overall.
Overall?
But you can talk about it, but overall... If you had to give it a score between 1 and 10.
I would probably say 5.
Okay.
I'd say halfway. It'll do, but I've had better. But I've also had worse, probably. But it's holding together very well.
Yours is like you're going camping, man.
I know it, dude. This is a sick mag. This is good.
The beeping slag.
Mm-hmm. This is good. This is actually really good. And everything, look at that. It's like separated.
Yeah.
The steak and chicken. That's
weird. Yours is like picture perfect.
The girl.
Dude, take a picture of it. Take a picture because we need to start an Instagram.
Okay, I'll take a picture. I do a really good one. It'll go. Okay. Yeah, but like the girl who made mine was like, Parker. I was like, who are you? And she was like, it's me. And she told me who she was. And she made probably my best burrito I've ever had there.
It was a tagger. She didn't know she was going to be on a podcast. But.
Blue Coast. It looks really gross from all the angles. But you know what?
Get my gross fingers in there. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I'm doing the depth thing, but it's not realizing that the burrito is what I wanted to focus on. there we go.
So while Parker's trying to get a picture of this thing, I'm gonna agree, man. I'm gonna go out and say 5.
Yeah.
It's not bad. My lowness is due to structural integrity.
That's a good picture.
Is it there? This thing fell apart pretty quick, but
yeah. But
the flavors are actually, this is better than I've had from there. Okay, let me say this. The reason I think other places are better is because they're consistent. Every time I go to Chipotle, it tastes exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to Blue Coast, it's different. Sometimes it's awesome and one of the better burritos I've had, and sometimes it's terrible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that has to do with. Maybe.
Well, from experience of working there, it depends on who's making the food.
Okay.
And the queso.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say any names, but our manager makes really bad queso because he leaves it cooking, and it's like orange. I don't know if you've noticed, but the queso, when it's orange there, is, like, not good. And it's, like, white and creamy, dude. So good. Smooth sailing.
So you're saying there is a way to mess up queso?
Yes.
I'm learning new things every day.
Yeah. Also, you could have either Elijah make it or Seth. And I think that you know who is the better employee at Blue Coast based on taste and folditure.
Folditure. Mm-hmm. We got to develop a system. Episode 2, we'll have a total ranking system. Mm-hmm. No, it's not bad. I'm not disappointed with my lunch here today.
Me neither. It's pretty good.
But I would stick strong to a 5. Just because I know they're better. Now, if this is my first burrito ever, maybe it'd be a little higher. But
I agree. I've actually only had like this and Freebirds, at least in Tennessee. So
yeah,
Freebirds is better in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I mean, I might change my mind. I've never.
They're also totally different, you know.
Yeah.
Now
this
Blue
is
Coast
like super American burrito. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Blue Coast. Is actually a split off of Baja Burrito.
Really?
Yeah, Baja has one location in Nashville, and that's my favorite. I think like a co-owner or something, if I remember the story right. And we'll do more research on this next time. This is what you get, episode 1. Like the co-owner split off and stop chewing in the mic.
Sorry.
Co-owner split off and he wanted to do multiple locations. And I guess the other owner of Baja did not. So now there's a bunch of Blue Coast locations in Middle Tennessee. There's only one Baja, and I think sticking with one was the better option because Baja's way better. No offense.
I never had Baja, so I'm excited. We'll probably. What do you want to do next week? What place you want to do next week?
I don't know. We'll figure that out next week, bro.
Okay. Overall, they're fine. I think what I would say they're fine burritos. They do the deed.
There's not a boutique burrito shop. Mm-hmm. We also have no napkins. Those are Kleenex, bro, for me to blow my nose.
They work. We should do an episode where we make burritos ourselves.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Try to fold it.
Bring a hot plate. Dude, I know how to fold it. Like that. And like that. We got to keep it tight, but not too tight because you'll tear it like Seth.
He did tear the first one he rolled for me. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, let me make you a burrito. It's going to be perfect, man. And it was not. He had to redo the whole thing.
He tears it. It's because of his scary little fingers. All right, what do you want to talk about?
Man, I think we should let people get to know us as we finish our burritos here. Okay. So I'll start with you. You're more interesting. So you're a musician, man, right?
Yep.
Talk about like just kind of what started for you, like music-wise. Like why did you get started in music?
My mom made me go to piano lessons when I was, like, 5, and I hated it. Because piano lessons are the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone. And then a couple of years later, I wanted to learn guitar, because I thought piano was really boring, and you couldn't, like, get all the chicks if you played piano. So, I learned now that being a musician does not get you women. But
it doesn't get you necessarily get you good women.
That's true. So I started playing guitar, I'd say 4 years ago, probably, right before I started high school, like 8th grade, and now I'm in a band.
What band?
We are called Short Term, and we play, how would you describe us? Alternative?
Yeah, I think when you first started, because when I first met you, you were like, hey, I'm in a band. And I was like, what kind of music? And you're like, emo? Kinda?
Yeah.
And that's how I would describe it, like emo, kinda. But
Brad was at our first show ever at like this quote unquote record store, but it was
definitely a front for drugs. Yep. It wasn't even trying to hide it though. It was like here, they were selling synthetic urine so you could pass a drug test at a job application. Yep. I guess I forgot that was your first show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Brad was there since day one. And now he's playing with us at a festival in Indiana soon.
Yeah, I'm also significantly older, so it's always awkward. It's always fun, but everyone's like, why is that grandpa in this band with these kids? It's less awkward because now, like, Ben is in college and, you know.
I'm Zeke too now.
Yeah.
Wish. What else should I talk about?
Man, so they have a new record out. It's called Flourish, and it's super, super good. He's going to hate me saying this, but their first EP is good, too. It's just this is a step up in every area, production and writing. And, man, I saw you guys live. Y'all went on tour and had, like, the end of the tour was here, a Smyrna hometown show, which is kind of cool, man. I know I keep telling you to branch out, but I think, you know, having hometown shows is really cool. Yeah. But, man, that performance was amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend. You know that. Like, yeah. I would be, like, harshly honest with you.
Yeah.
And the performance was really good. So, man, if you're hearing this and you haven't seen Short Term or heard Short Term, go check them out. That Flourish album is super, super good. And shut up, it's man. It's fine. But yeah, so okay, it's interesting that that your mom made you take lessons. So yeah. Is she musically inclined at all?
No, not at all.
But she wanted you to be.
Yeah, because a lot of my family is my entire like family, like my dad, my grandpa, everybody plays piano and does music, and she wanted me to do it too. She wanted me to learn how to read music, and I did, and I hated it.
Do you still know?
Enough. Yeah. Yeah. I can't like sit down and like play. Like if I'm reading, but I can learn it fairly quick, and that was horrible. Piano lessons were terrible, not because of who I was doing them with. It was just because.
Think it had to do with you?
I don't know. I just like it was so. Tuesdays literally still are a bad day for me because I think about when I had to go to piano lessons every single Tuesday. I hated it. My mom was like, "All right, let's go," and it's like 7 o'clock. I was like,
"In the morning?"
No. At night.
At night?
It was here. It was. In the choir room, yeah.
Do you have piano lessons at 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah, at school. I was a kid.
Yeah, but 7 o'clock is like 4 hours after school, man.
I don't know, dude. I just remember those what time it was. It was 7 o'clock, and then it was 6:30 one time.
Big improvement.
Yeah, I actually took lessons with Joshua Cox and Landon Arnold, who both play in the worship band here now. Yeah. So that's interesting.
And they're both really good.
Yeah.
So you're like,
I never practiced. Like I've been playing piano my entire life, and you would never be able to tell. You would think I've been playing for like 4 months. I don't like piano. It doesn't make sense to me. Lessons are, you know, I do like piano.
Uh-huh.
I don't like piano. I have a bad thing with it because of lessons. But I'm grateful that I know how to play piano because it helps with music.
Yeah,
with scales and stuff.
I will say I was able to learn how to play guitar because I played percussion in middle school and high school. Mm. I had to learn all the scales on like a xylophone, you know? Mm-hmm. And so learning all the notes and how they work together, and it made learning guitar really, really easy. Mm-hmm. So it is useful. I'll probably make my kid take piano lessons whenever we have kids.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Us having kids or us? Or just forcing him to take lessons.
No, you're having kids. I'm gonna like your kid. Oh, I was about to say something.
Say it.
I don't remember.
Hey, I will say, without the tortilla, this is not as good as it was.
Is the Chipotle tortilla good? I didn't ask
it
you.
It is good.
Really?
Yeah, okay, man. It adds just a little bit. The one there is pretty subtle. You can get a cayenne tortilla at Freebirds.
Snazzy.
And it's actually like really, really spicy. And I love that too. But the one at Blue Coast is pretty subtle. Hmm. But it's good. It adds a little bit of flavor.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. So what about you? Who are you? Let's talk about you. Let's meet Brad.
Well, yeah, I'm Brad. I'm a musician as well. Mm-hmm. I used to be like a really good musician, and now I don't really get to play. I don't really get to do anything like hyper creative anymore, for the most part, which is going to sound bad, but I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm
busy.
I'm a worship leader at a church, and you know, a lot of stuff, that I do is very people oriented, man, hanging out with y'all and, you know, coming to your events and, mm-hmm. you know, answering the phone when, you know, you're having a meltdown at 2 a.m. or whatever, you know. Not that that's happened, but
it did. I texted you that one time. I said, "I'm pissed."
And you didn't remember it. I asked you about it, and you're like, "I don't even remember doing that." You said that, to be fair, you said, "I'm pissed, baby."
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what?
I was. I don't remember why.
But so when it comes to music, it's actually less part of the job than people would assume. And I'm super grateful to be able to do what I do. And but I'm just saying, you know, I play acoustic guitar and services Wednesdays and Sundays, and you know, drumming is really my first love. And so yeah, man, I grew up, always loved music, always wanted to do music. When I was a kid, it was totally different to me. I really loved the band Kiss. Shut up. We actually went and saw them in February, so you can get over it. But they were just larger than life, man. You know, the stages were huge and their characters were big. And yeah, it was just, I don't know. I wanted to experience what it was like to have thousands of people know and sing my songs. And, you know, ultimately for me, it led to a pretty selfish ambition. And, you know, I wanted to be a rock star, you know, from a very early age. And not there's anything super wrong with that in and of itself, but anyway, so that led to, man, I loved to sing when I was a kid, but I was not good. I was not a good singer, and my dad would tell you that as well. He would often come in, because I had my first instrument was a drum kit.
Okay.
I got it when I was 4. Didn't really play much or do anything with it, but then my next instrument was a bass. Got a bass when I was, I think I was 8. Mm. And I got these instructional videos and everything, and I just couldn't figure it out. And but I had a bass amp, and so what I would do was plug a microphone into the bass amp and like sing and have concerts in my room and stuff. It was awesome, I thought. Then my dad would be like, "Hey, can you stop? Like, you've been doing this for 2 hours. Can you get over it?" You know,
singing Kiss.
No, singing all kinds of other bad stuff. But yeah. And then in middle school, I actually wanted to play saxophone, but she saw potential in me to be a drummer. I don't know how, but band director Lori Morgel at the time, who then became Miss Lori DiDomenico, and sadly enough, she's passed away now, but she was my first band director and saw this potential in me, and Anna set me on this path. I was fortunate enough to have really great instructors in high school. One in particular, obviously, Edward Freitag, but, you know, a couple other people who could speak in and give me some advice here and there, but he was with me every single day almost. And, you know, it got to the point where I started skipping classes to just go practice, you know, and worked it where my senior year, I had I had 7 classes total. So most people had 6. I had an early morning class. So I had 7 classes total. 2 of them were not music. So it was literally all day, every day I was doing music. Loved it and achieved high accomplishments for a high school kid. I was all-state jazz drummer, which was pretty prestigious, I guess, for the time. And was really proud of that and still am. And yeah, I thought that was the path I was on, man. Thought I was going to be, you know, I started at UT Knoxville for jazz and studio performance and wound up dropping out, which is sad, but.
Dropping out's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to do, kids. Drop out. Don't go to college. You don't need it.
Dude, college is overrated. We'll talk about that later.
It's overpriced. I don't know if it's overrated. But yeah, man. So I just, that's the path I thought I was on, and I believe God had different plans for me, and a lot of really bad stuff happened in life right after high school, and, you know, I didn't see it then, but I thought that everything was kind of falling apart when really things were just starting to be built. And, you know, I've had to learn since then that, man, like, sometimes suffering is okay and bad things are actually good. You just have to wait it out and see it to the other side and trust God. And, yeah, so here I am. And, man, I'm thankful that I get to do something creatively, at least a little bit, but even more thankful to and get to hang out with you guys and start a dumb podcast about burritos.
Yeah.
This burrito is more and more disappointing.
It looks really gross. It looks right now, no one can see it, but I can. It looks like if anyone's been to school in the past 20 years, it looks like what you would get. You're like, what would contain your fries at a school lunch?
Yeah.
But then it looks like someone vomited into that. Ugh, and then that's what Brad is eating with a fork right now.
I had to get rid of all the lettuce because it just turned like to soupy mush.
Yeah, dude. That's All right.
The redeeming factor is the queso.
Really?
It's kind of what's holding everything together.
Queso, in my opinion. They have pretty good queso.
Dude, if you mess up queso, you suck.
Yeah.
Which she said that
they one do person sometimes. There, yeah, there's a guy that does.
I don't think I've ever had it. Excuse my sniffles and coughing and stuff. I've been fighting a cold for a couple weeks.
Yeah, he has.
Thank you. He's Thank you for confirming.
If anyone doesn't believe him.
Dude, so future-wise, music. Future-wise. We're both musicians, okay. So this could be very, like, a one, like, lopsided conversation.
Okay.
What do you hope to do in the future with music?
Brad, just drop some burrito. Man. I don't know. Whether I'm successful or not, I want to write music forever. This is awesome. I love writing music. But I would like to be able to make money off of music. Like, be able to just live. I don't need to be famous. I don't need to, like, be rich. I just want to, like, be able to, like, live comfortably and support probably Seth, since I'll never get married and he'll live with me when he's old. Not to take care of him. I don't have to get, like, famous or even play music. I just, like, I would love to write music for people or maybe be a studio musician. I'd love to do that. Because I think wanting to be famous is a cool dream, but it's a stupid dream, in my opinion. It's a bad plan to be famous. It's a bad plan.
I think it's that way because it never satisfies you. You know, like, you think it will. And I know 1,000 people who said that. Yeah. And I'm not going to start preaching on here. But man, chasing fame in and of itself, it will never satisfy you.
Yeah.
But, well, man, there's a lot of different avenues you could take, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to write music. That means 100 different things nowadays.
Yeah.
You could write instrumental music and put it on, you know, Soundstripe or Music Bed or whatever, and literally make I know people who have careers just doing that. Or you could join different bands, right? And you're in two bands right now. So short term is like your project
that
you started with your friends, and but then you're in another project as well, right?
Yep.
What is that?
It's called FFN. It's like a pop-ish band. We are throwing a show in February. We're coming home from like a 2-day run thing in Alabama or something like that. And we're going to play a show in Smyrna afterwards. And this guy hit us up. He was like, "Hey, I just moved to Nashville. I'm an artist. Can I play the show?" I was like, "I don't care. Just come play." I met him. And he was just a solo guy right then. He was just acoustic stuff. But he's been sitting on pop music, like full band, for like 2 years that he had.
Okay.
Like mixing everything, like ready to release. And then he was like, "Hey, do you want to play lead for me at a show?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." I did it, and now I play with him all the time. We've released an EP.
That I didn't know that just started. He's only been here since February.
He moved here probably like January, yeah.
That's crazy, man. And he's already got like a record deal. And
he's got we're on In Vogue Records.
Cool.
So he's kind of doing the thing.
It's good, man. Yep. I hate that I'm about to do this, but
it's okay.
Your interactions on Twitter just in general stress me out with anybody. I legitimately hate your Twitter account.
I'm going to my Twitter right now.
But you retweeted a cover that he did of a 1975 song and said literally the worst 1975 song.
I said one of the worst ones. It's not the worst.
I think you said literally the worst.
Maybe I did. Let's see.
Because you go for shock value, man. Oh, dude, I keep telling you.
I love making people mad. I said one of the worst 1975 songs there is. And then someone commented, "The worst." Dude.
Oh,
I love Twitter.
Why do you love making people mad?
Dude, it's awesome.
It's
not actually angry. Like, I don't want to actually like pick real fights with people because I would lose. Especially in a physical one. But I love arguing with people on the internet, especially if I don't know them.
Over things that don't matter?
100%.
Or things that are, like, serious?
No, things that don't matter at all. Literally, I've been in at least 3 arguments with people that live in other countries on Instagram right now about which is the best Spider-Man.
Dude, I saw, I was in a thread, I saw a Spider-Man comment thing, and I was just swiping through the thread, and I saw you were engaged.
Dude, yeah.
And I have no idea how I saw that.
Dude, yeah, I love.
I remember that. I was like, what is he doing?
There's so many like guys that are like, and girls, I guess, but mostly guys, they're like, Toby's the best. Like, dude, no, he's not. You just say that because nostalgia, because he was, like, Spider-Man when you were a kid.
Yeah.
He kind of sucks, dude. Yeah. He was, like, out of shape. He was flabby. He was a dork. And, like, Peter Parker's supposed to be a dork, but, like, he was, like, a dork.
Like, yeah, and Tobey Maguire's not, like, that's his name, right?
Yeah, he's not Spider-Man.
Well, he's not, like, a great actor.
No, he's not.
Like, I can't think of anything else
so
I've seen him in.
There's so many about how bad he was.
Yeah.
My favorite Spider-Man, I'm so glad we're talking about this.
No, yeah, go for it.
My favorite Spider-Man is Andrew Garfield. The reboot after the Tobey Maguire ones. The Amazing Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man 2. There are things wrong with those movies.
Okay.
But only because Sony likes to mess up movies and make money off of them, off of toys instead of caring about the character and stuff like that. Dude, what was her name? Emma Stone was in those movies.
Uh-huh.
I love her so much. Andrew Garfield is an incredible actor. He's the only Spider-Man actor that's won an Emmy or whatever they win, the golden trophies. He's the best actor. Everyone's mad because have you seen those movies? The Amazing Spider-Man 1
no,
and 2?
No, I haven't.
He skateboarded. Okay. And he was like kind of a cool guy, but not really. It was 2012. It wasn't 2002 anymore. Like he got bullied and stuff, and everyone's like, he's so cool for Peter. Dude, no. It's so good. Yeah. I'll watch them with you, and then we'll talk about them.
Okay, we'll start another podcast.
Yeah. I love, because everyone, like 95% of people on Twitter or Instagram are like, Toby. Because I follow like 10 Spider-Man accounts, and they're like, who's the best?
Why?
Because I love it. I mean, because I love Spider-Man, and I love to argue with people, because everyone's either, a lot of people are like on Tom Holland's side right now, because he's like the new one, but I don't like him as Spider-Man either.
Why?
Because he's not Spider-Man. He's literally a baby, and without Iron Man, he would be nothing.
Yeah, but in the original comics, isn't Spider-Man, like, young?
No, he's supposed to be young, and that's what I do like. He looks young.
Yeah?
The other two look like adults.
But you literally just called him a baby, though.
Like, emotionally a baby. Oh. not, like, physically.
He's an emotional baby.
Because, like, he's, like, literally so pointless. Like, okay, it's not his fault. It's how Marvel and whoever's doing those movies right now.
Well, they're not doing them anymore.
Yeah, he's gone. But
it sucks.
Like, when Iron Man, like... He was like Iron Man's like Iron Man was like his pimp, like,
oh my gosh,
like no. I'm not gonna get into that. He was like I don't know, he was like almost useless a lot, and like Iron Man made his suit and stuff, and that's, I didn't like that.
And that didn't happen up front.
Yeah, but like that was like his. Then I don't know. I don't know.
If I were a betting man, I would bet that the arc was, I mean, that it was all very entangled. And that's what was going to happen. And it's like the whole MCU is kind of shot right now because Iron Man is dead. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And which, if you didn't know that, like, get over yourself. Don't get mad at me.
It's September.
Yeah. Like, that movie came out like years ago. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, and now the Spider-Man thing is gone. But again, it seems like Sony's just going, no, we actually want the money now.
Well, everyone's mad at Sony about the Spider-Man thing right now.
Uh-huh.
But Disney kind of started it. Disney asked for 50% of what the Spider-Man movies make.
Uh-huh.
And they were getting like 12. They're like, can we get 50 instead? Sony was like, no. So it's like, I don't know. I think it's a, it's, I'm
yeah,
not.
But if you owned a property.
They kind of owned it. They like shared.
Yeah. Okay.
Like custody. They're like divorced parents.
Oh,
and Spider-Man was their child. But he can be in the Venom movies now, so that could be cool.
That could be cool.
But
I enjoyed the Venom movie more than I thought I would.
I didn't see it.
Really?
Never. But what's going to be weird is, like, if he... Because they're going to do more solo Spider-Man movies, and they're just not going to talk about anything that happened in the Marvel ones.
Yeah.
Because they can't.
Yeah, what the heck?
I don't know.
It's going to be weird,
man. Or they're
going
to reboot it again, and I can play Spider-Man.
Honestly, I'm not a fan of superhero anything.
Really?
I never have been. I don't really know why. I think ultimately there's this deep rooted, like, we should appreciate the actual heroes in our life.
Mm.
And so, like,
who?
I mean,
hero? Me?
No, like dads and good cops and first responders.
One.
You know, that one good cop. Yeah, that one Ralph Bello. That one good cop in this town. I'm just kidding. I don't know any other cops in this town. I'm sorry.
Can he be a cop?
But I don't know, it could be anybody, you know, like a mentor, a boss that was actually like a great boss who invested in you beyond just a job site. That's I'm an Enneagram 4, yeah. So I like to be unique and all that stuff. So also you could just be going across against the grain. Like, I didn't see The Dark Knight until I think like 2013 or 2014.
After it was like done being hyped.
Yeah, there was no more hype, and then I could finally watch it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Yeah, you know,
they're good.
Good ones. It's funny because we were actually talking about that on the drive here.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, who's your favorite Batman? I was like, I've only really seen one, you know, well, two, because what was that? Justice League or whatever.
That movie.
I didn't hate it. Like, I just like movies. I'm finding out DC's just like movies.
Did you see Shazam?
I did.
That was my favorite DC movie.
Really?
Because it felt like a Marvel movie. Because why? DC is like trying to do this whole like darker thing.
Uh-huh.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. Just make good movies, you know?
Right, yeah.
You know, the reason Justice League was bad is because the director quit like halfway through and then to find another one.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He was like, you know what, this sucks, and he quit. And so they got like half of it is like one director and the other half is like another one.
Yeah.
And also they had a CGI Superman's mustache. Did you know that?
No.
He was filming a James Bond movie or whatever, and he had to have a mustache for that movie. And during reshoots, they just CGI'd his mustache away. So his whole, like, top lip to nose is not real.
I feel like it would have been easier to put a fake mustache on him for the Bond movie.
He was legally obligated not to shave his mustache.
That's incredible. Yeah, being an actor is amazing. Crazy.
I know. Yeah.
Did he get paid to lie? Isn't that cool?
I know it. Me too.
Me too.
All right. What were we talking about? Spider-Man? What else can we talk about? What else do you want to talk about? Let's cover things. I was about to say something that was about to make you mad, and we're going to argue about it.
Say it.
I don't remember what it was.
It's probably something about the 1975.
No, but we could talk about that. I was going to talk to you. It's not going to make you mad, but I want to know what you think. The girl, did you see Captain Marvel?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, man. I think all the Marvel movies are the same to me.
Okay, I can see that. I didn't see it, but the girl who plays Captain Marvel tweeted. She was like at the airport,
uh-huh.
And some guy that worked there asked for her number.
Uh-huh.
She's like, some airport employee just asked for my phone number. This is what it's like to be a woman living in fear. Or something like that.
I'm getting asked for your phone number?
Yeah, I know. What, like, I read that, I was like, how do you expect to find love, lady? Captain lady?
Well, I think there's some, obviously, like, you know, women have to deal with so many things that we never see.
Yeah, yeah. There's truth to having to, like, live in fear for some women and stuff like that. But, like,
if that in particular is like, I have to live in fear of people asking for my number. It's like, dude, you're pretty and dudes are stupid.
And you're rich.
Yeah, and like, like dudes are dumb. Yeah. So that's what they do.
I mean, like, I can't imagine if a vice versa, if a girl's like, can I get your number? I'd be like, and like tweet about it. Like, I'm not,
and tweet about
get
it.
Get over it, dude. Just say no, and then get on your plane.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of movements happening in society right now that are, I think, very overplayed. And I won't get into the details of it. No one cares about my opinion, and I think that's fine. But I just think that, so much stuff is extreme for no reason, you know, on both sides. And I'm not talking, like, liberals and LGBT, and that's it. And I'm talking about even conservatives and the whole gamut of like technology and social media has, like, and I feel this way about you. You don't care about other people's opinion, or you claim you don't, and then, but you think other people should care about yours.
Okay, for people that don't know who I am, I want people to know I do care about people's opinion if it's about something important.
That's not what he says.
If it's about something important, if you're like, hey, I'm really sad, but I don't care. I wouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't be like, okay, great, that's your opinion. Listen to what I think about the 1975 song. No, I don't care about people's dumb opinions, even though I have.
Yeah,
the
but
dumbest
they're so
ones.
Subjective.
No, I know it. I want you to know. I know how horrible I am on the internet and in person and in general.
Well, change it.
Can't. But
you can.
No, I don't want to because I love it, dude. I actually do care about people's opinions. But I disagree with so many of them that are so stupid. Literally, this guy, I was arguing for like an hour about the Spider-Man thing. I don't know him. His name's like, I don't know. I can't pronounce his name. Like, he doesn't even live here. I don't even know him. I never even met him. But I argued with him, and I was like, I didn't say your opinion's stupid, but I was basically like, you don't know. You know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, but you don't know either.
I do.
You don't. That's what I'm saying. This is what... Okay, you are literally proving my point. You're proving my point that, like... Because when I was a kid, you didn't talk about religion or politics because you respected people.
Yeah.
Now, one of those I obviously don't agree with. I think... Because I am a Christian, you are a Christian. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think there's ways of talking about that that don't offend people.
Yeah.
But when it came to politics, you know, it's like... We just didn't talk about it. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
But now it's like everywhere. Yeah. And I think it's because social media has given people a platform to think, mm-hmm. not only does my opinion matter, mm-hmm. but other people need it and yeah. want it. Yeah. And it's like, sometimes, man, your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah. I never tweet or talk to people about things that are, like, important. I think you know that by now. Like, I would never tweet about, like, Trump, okay? I don't care. I don't. It's not my thing. I'm going to tweet about, like, the 1975's new song, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because how good it is.
I'll keep myself out of trouble. No. I'll keep myself out of trouble. Because, like, imagine how much hate I would get if I tweeted something, like, either agreeing with Trump or not agreeing with Trump.
Yeah.
From the people I know on Twitter, I would get, like, a bunch of comments and stuff.
Yeah.
If I tweet about dumb stuff, it's all good.
Yeah, but it's not because I still see your Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
I just had this conversation with Zeke yesterday. I was like, dude, Parker is like, he's dude, wild.
I know. Twitter, I'm a fiend on Twitter. I literally tweeted yesterday about, we were at Blue Coast yesterday, and I forgot that we're doing this today, so I went to Blue Coast yesterday, and...
Hold on, you've only been pestering me about doing this for months.
I know. Well, like, I forgot within like a half hour span that I was, right when I got there, I was like, oh, yeah. So I got a quesadilla yesterday. But the girl, her name's Maddie, who works there, she was like, one time you commented about my Jeep on Twitter. I was like, are you talking to me about this right now? I was like, are you?
Oh, yeah. Why do you care? Like, dude, hold on. Because I remember this. Because you said, like, if you drive a Jeep, I automatically don't respect you.
No, or I didn't something. Say respect. I was like, I automatically like you less or something like that.
But it's just as harsh. Over why? Because, why over dude, a Jeep?
Okay. There are so few people, I've maybe met one, maybe, that drive a Jeep, uh-huh. or the Wrangler Jeeps, let's say the Wrangler Jeeps.
Okay.
That aren't a person I want to, that is a person I want to talk to.
Okay. I feel like most people who drive a truck are bad drivers.
See, so and why, you can tweet about that.
But why? Why would I do that?
Because.
Because you know what, my opinion doesn't matter.
You're right, but mine does too.
I love all this noise in the background.
My opinions don't matter, but I love to share them because of how much they don't matter. They matter less than the average opinion.
We're going to keep talking about this because you're active on Twitter. Every week we're going to talk about your Twitter. That's part of the show now.
Let's look at my Twitter, see if I tweet anything bad recently. I don't know. I haven't been super bad on Twitter. Okay, this guy was getting like those... Those like haircuts, the really weird ones, like at the barber shop.
Yeah, I saw this too.
And I tweeted, I was like, "He looks even dumber than he did before. Why do people get their hair cut to look like Lego people's hair?"
But you literally by default have Lego people hair.
Yeah, I don't get it cut like that. I don't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but tweet about your own hair.
No, dude.
Don't tweet about his. You don't even know him. And
I know I don't even.
He
know
must have
him.
Loved his haircut, no, and you're bashing not, it for
it's
no
not
reason.
Him. It's not him personally. That's why I did it. It's like a page.
But hold on, let me see it. Let me keep watching. Dude, that looks fine.
No. I know that you're into stuff like that, but like...
I'm not into stuff well, like know, that, like, but it's his
like
hair.
The cool hair or whatever, but like...
It's a slick cut, man.
No, dude, it's like this. Like, it's... I don't like them. I think that if you have them, you suck. Dude.
So how do you feel about my hair? I have like an ugly undercut.
No, you don't. Well, yeah, yours is just over, like grown.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, and yours look... Okay, yours is like... Hair is like a natural thing. And if you like get like lined up or touched up or whatever uh-huh. it is, dude, what are you doing?
Okay. So you okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like I work next to a barber.
So he got okay, so what are you talking about? He got lined up where like
you shouldn't.
Well he got his edges done right and squared up and all that stuff. So you
it looks like a Lego person's hair. It looks like he slid it on that morning. He's like, That's what it looks
Noise.
Like. Noise. Dude, like, your Twitter's so, like, pure, and, like, you hardly ever tweet, and I'm just...
I hardly ever do anything on social media.
Dude, man. There were... See, I just tweeted, I put ranch on my steak. Because I want people to know that I do that, and I got a lot of hate about it.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
No, it's good.
Why would you ruin steak?
It's not. Okay, that's what every single person... All right.
Hold on, unless you're eating bad steak.
No, dude. Ranch just makes everything
How do you
good.
Get your steaks cooked?
Medium rare.
You put ranch on a medium rare steak?
I do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I do it, dude.
How are you able to call other people the worst? You put ranch.
I know that I'm the worst in a sense. Let's see what else. I tweeted, I don't care that you're vegan. And I think that that's a really good tweet. Because any vegan person I know, even if they're my friends, I'll call any of my friends right now. I don't care. You know what? It's cool. And I totally get it. But they totally shove it down your throat that they don't eat meat. And they get mad at you for eating meat. Do you know what I mean?
I do understand that problem.
And especially
But why
on Twitter.
Do people need to know that you don't care that they are vegan?
Because I want someone to tell these people to shut up, okay? And if it's me,
but
that's
you
fine.
Don't, you don't have the guts to tell them to shut up.
In
you
person?
Just, you, what you have the guts to do is passive aggressively text out or send out a tweet to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You're subtweeting. You're literally a subtweeter.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, it's awesome. What else did I tweet? I tweeted that the Lion King reboot is just the Black Panther 2. People did not like that I said that.
But it's
not. It's basically that.
But it's not.
They were like...
It's bad, but it's not anything to do with the Black Panther.
Yeah, but like I felt like I was watching the Black Panther. That's something against the Black Panther. I'm not racist or anything or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
No, dude. Literally, I said that when I went to Smyrna, I was like... This girl was like... She was white, too. I was like... She's like, did you watch the Black Panther when it came out? I was like, yeah. She's like, did you like it? I was like, it was okay. She's like, you racist? I was like, what? No.
Girl,
I just thought it was boring.
The girl's silly.
Trust me. I know it. What else? I don't know.
You're literally breathing into the mic.
Okay.
Searching your Twitter right now.
Oh, man.
Hey, back to burritos for a second. I paired this one with Mellow Yellow, which is a unique choice for me. I don't normally go for Mellow Yellow. It's usually water or Coke Zero. But, man, I saw Mellow Yellow, and I went for it, and it's actually really good. So shout out to Mellow Yellow, man.
I tweeted... Like a month ago, I'll drop an orbital strike on anyone who owns a Jeep.
Why? See? Why?
And so many comments.
Dude, I used to own a Jeep.
A Wrangler?
No.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. It's still a Jeep.
Okay, but like...
You didn't say Jeep Wrangler.
Most Jeeps are...
No, most Jeeps are Grand Cherokees.
No. Most Jeep drivers. Sorry. Most Jeep drivers. I call people that drive Jeeps, Jeeps. also, the Jeep Wave.
It's the thing, bro.
Stop.
Why?
It. What? What do you mean?
Why?
It's like a cult.
No, it's not.
It's like
a community.
You know
it's different.
What pisses me off about Jeep people is they think they're better than anyone else.
Do they? Every single one of them. You know them. You know that.
I'd say
the girl from Blue Coast thinks she's better than everybody because she drives a Jeep.
Yes.
No, she doesn't.
No. Yeah.
No.
A little bit. She literally came out to us yesterday while we were eating. She's like, "There's my Jeep over there." I was like, "I don't care."
Because she did that because you're a punk. That's.
I tweeted the dumbest stuff, dude. Follow me on Twitter, by the way. I tweeted, is Florida in America? And I did a poll. I do stuff like that. Yeah, I've been actually... you haven't told me. I've been really good on Twitter lately.
Since that one thing, yeah.
What was that one thing? Should we not talk about it right now?
Oh, you know that one thing.
We'll talk about it later.
No, you remember.
Do
I?
I
know you do. Look into my eyes. Search. You will find... Because it's the only tweet you've ever posted that I text you about. Told you better take it down.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right, you remember.
We're not going to talk about it. Not going to talk about it. It was a mistake.
Oh, man.
I've deleted a few tweets because I think they were too much.
Like yeah.
That one. I don't think I deleted that, though. I should have. No, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I
know you
did. Ben commented, too.
I know.
Did you text him?
No.
Dude.
No, I saw him the next day, though. I wasn't going to see you the next day. Anyway,
you don't hang out with me.
Anyway, last comments about the burrito.
I still liked mine. Mine was good, I think.
Yeah, you had a solid burrito, man.
Yeah, I did. I got a Diet Coke instead of Coke.
Was it a nice pairing?
It was fine. Diet Coke.
Diet Coke from the fountain is almost like flat Coke.
Yeah, it like stops tasting right after you swallow it. You know what I mean? Coke like lasts.
It doesn't linger.
Yeah, and that's what makes me mad about it.
Oh my gosh.
But I had a pretty good experience today.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not mad about it, but my burrito fell apart, so maybe I am mad about it a little bit.
I feel bad.
But
should have given you mine.
No, absolutely not. You got nothing on it, man.
That's why it stayed together.
That's it. You had no, you know, slippery ingredients. There it is.
Yeah, there wasn't any. There wasn't. My burrito didn't have liquids falling out.
Man, well, hey, thank you for hanging out with us today here at the Burrito Hour. We will see you next week.
Bye.